It's the radio show that has all of the emotions.
Oh, jeez, we got mushy at the end, didn't we?
That's okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
We can't be ourselves all the time.
Nah, we can do it.
And knows how to give off all the right vibes.
I like your vibe.
I've got lots of vibes.
She's not available.
I'm married. No. Just remember that. That's fine.
This is
the Emerciano Radio Show.
With Holly Green.
Happy R&B Friday, Sydney!
Sydney!
Woo!
Yeah, beep, beep.
That was my R&B horn.
What that was? Because that sounded like a dying llama.
Do we have an example of an R&B horn?
Yeah.
Like, I'm always trying to do this sound with my mouth.
That's what you just did then.
I am the guy from Police Academy. He and I are one.
Michael Winslow over here.
Any sound. Any sound I can make it.
Go. All right. I was even going to say the R&B horn. You did such a good job. That's amazing.
It is the most obnoxious noise.
It is so obnoxious.
Oh, God. Look, we have a big show coming up. We are desperate to give away $10,000 an alphabet. I can't even begin to tell you.
Just.
Please.
Want to give it away.
Just call up. Not now. Like, that's
no,
a long run in.
No,
we've got Adele tickets as always. We've got Human Nature coming in. They're going to be doing a little bit of sing-songing.
Yes.
They're playing tomorrow night in Sydney. Amazing. So, look, it's all happening. Don't you go anywhere, Sydney. We know you're hot. We've got to ask you not to run the air conditioners too much because everyone's worried there's going to be a blackout.
Open a window.
Put
your wet jocks in the freezer.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
You love that one.
It's a good one.
I just feel like you've pissed your pants. That's what you're going to feel like the whole time.
Yes, it's cold.
No one likes that feeling.
Yeah, icy
cold. No one's wee's cold.
On your notcha.
Oh, God. You came in and you said, Hannah left me a note. And I said, up. Don't tell me. We need to talk about it on air.
Yep.
Our relationship has become not speaking.
Yeah, we don't talk. We don't look at each other until it's on air.
Yeah.
Then we go, this is what I've got.
We're so scared to take magic out of words because we're idiot stand-up comics that think words have magic.
Yep.
So our whole relationship is like, don't tell me.
And this definitely has magic. So you know I love chili.
Oh, God. Before we get on to that, you're obsessed with chili.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with chili.
But you eat so many nuts and bananas that surely the chili in that mixed together
is not good.
Ringstinger.com.
It is ringstinger.com, which explains this letter. This is what I woke up to at 4:30 this morning.
Didn't you eat chili that came in a coffin?
No, I'm going to get to that.
Ah.
I don't know which way to plan this.
I don't know which way to play this either.
So
who wrote the letter?
This is from Hannah. Just a little note. It's not
pregnant,
a letter. It's
your pregnant partner.
Yeah, just a little note to me as she went to bed for me to wake up to in the morning. It just says, I love you. Remember you had brutal curry for dinner. So go easy as butthole of fire will happen sometime today. Happy Friday.
God.
And look how nice her handwriting is.
She has such nice handwriting.
Like sweet curls and everything.
Oh.
Prettiest butthole of fire ever.
You know what this says to me? You guys haven't been together longer than two, three years.
That's two,
It's so nice. It starts with I love you. There's kisses.
Yeah.
My letters are just put the pen down. Cook dinner.
So I do like chili. But that story about the coffin.
Hang on. Yes. So you had brutal chili last night.
I did have brutal chili.
You just ordered a breakfast of almonds and bananas. I'm not joking.
Yeah, I did.
Do we need to forewarn the toilets here?
I already got in there.
Oh.
You know, when I went missing before in the planning meeting, I was having my own planning meeting. Ring of fire. I'll get Johnny Cash playing on this station somehow.
God. And poo has made its way onto the show. 6:08 a.m. Oh, we have got Australian music royalty.
We got royalty in the building.
Joining us now, Toby Michael Andrew Phil, a.k.a. Human Nature.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning. Oh, you even say hello in unison.
We do.
We do.
You know what I really...
What a chord that was. Wasn't that beautiful?
That was so good. I just realised, you know how I am a singer?
Yeah, I've heard.
And I had a song on the charts. I did.
What is it?
I came number 10th on the iTunes.
Did you?
I did. I just realised that I look like Michael's twin sister.
Yes.
You
look like all of them.
Particularly
in that sparkly top.
Thank
Michael wears
Toby.
A lot of
thank you, Toby.
That a lot.
Yeah.
It's very Michael Jackson, circa 1980.
Four. Was it Billie Jean?
Didn't you guys like support Michael Jackson once?
We did.
Yeah. And he wore a sparkly, spangly jacket just like that.
Yeah.
Let's hope I have a better end.
Do you have the glove to go
always
with it?
In my back pocket at
yeah,
all
she's
time.
Always got gloves.
Not just for that reason.
The snap of latex.
Colours of the nice. Rainbow too. All the different.
Now let's get this out of the way. Let's get the plug out of the way so we can get you singing and doing exciting things. I mean, it's important. The Ultimate Jukebox Tour is on in Sydney the 11th of Feb, and it's the ICC Sydney Theatre with tickets selling fast. There's not many left.
Yeah.
I
no, there
that.
Is not.
Only people love you. No, only a few, like three tickets left.
Something like
so
that.
You guys can go now. That's fine.
We've actually, that's the first time we've ever even seen this new theatre, so we're excited to check it
is
out.
Is this the brand new one?
Yes, the brand new one.
Shit, you're christening it.
Well, no. I think Keith Urban did
Urban
that.
Did it.
No one cares about him.
We're,
yeah.
we're christening it for us.
He's a friend of the show.
We're the first non-country act to go in there.
Oh, I'd love to see you guys be dressed as cowboys, though.
We have done that in the past. We have.
Yeah. Tickettech.com.au. So, where Toby, Michael, Andrew, Phil, where have you guys been recently? What have you been doing? What have you been whoring?
We started the tour in Geelong. Then, yeah, we sort of go all around the country. It's really exciting. Yeah. It's our biggest show ever.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like over 2 hours.
Yeah.
Most people stay awake for most of that.
Yeah.
Cool.
And the ones that don't, we go down to sort of like give them a quick rap on the head and they're back.
Actually, in Vegas, there was a guy that's literally asleep in the front row. In our show.
That's what you want as a performer, Andrew. That's what you want as a performer.
He was there and he was enjoying the show, apparently. He was just
in his sleep.
So I just went down and gave him a little tap on the face. And he didn't like that.
What?
No.
But it's good. You know, you've taken them to a comfortable place. If they feel comfortable enough to fall asleep.
Lovely way to look at it.
Yeah. Half glass full, thanks.
I can a little bit understand it because music kind of, it can be soothing. You can sleep. But when, I'm a stand up, as Sam, when people fall asleep in your stand up shows, that's really,
it's not a good sign. But then again, in Vegas, you can't really be surprised because they've probably had a really big day, really big couple of nights.
Yes. Oh.
Sometimes it just overwhelms
you. They've actually come to your show four nine-eye times.
Yes, pretty much. The seats are really comfortable in our show. Yeah.
We are going to get you to sing. This is very important.
Is
that going to be okay? Well,
whatever you like.
Would you do have you prepared maybe a little bit of a mashup for us? Perhaps maybe like an R&B mashup? Is that happened?
We can do that. We can do that. We've actually got a couple of songs that inspired us in the early days.
Oh,
we'll do a little bit of a couple of songs for our inspiration catalogue.
Are we talking about like underage discos, dry humping on the stairwell inspiration?
It's kind of when the lights went down at the end of the night, disco kind of stuff. I think.
Okay, all right.
Blue light disco.
Just before your parents come and pick you up.
Well, we know what happens at the blue lights then. All right, well, now it is a little bit of.
We did sing last night.
Me. Could be a little hairy.
Although we've come to the end of the road, still I can't let go. It's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you. Come to the end of the road. Still I can't let go. It's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you. Lover, lover, lover. You don't treat me no good no more.
No good no more.
Lover, lover, lover. You don't treat me no good no more. Lover, lover, lover. You don't treat me no good no more.
Did that take you back?
It was so good.
Oh, boys, that was wonderful.
Toby, can
Sonia Dada.
Oh, Sonia Dada. Yeah, of course. Toby, can I just hear that bass line just on your own? Go.
No.
Just do it. Just do it.
No.
Do the dum.
Come to the show and hear it.
Oh, my God. Your voice is so cheap. Oh, human nature, thank you so much for coming in, you guys. Don't forget to get along to the show at ticketet.com.au. is the Ultimate Jukebox Tour, Saturday the 11th of Feb, Sydney. You are welcome back anytime.
We might take you up on that, so we'll see you tomorrow.
Just drop in whenever you like.
I love it. You can be the house band. We need one.
Yes, we need one.
Yes.
We've got no money, but come on.
Thanks, human nature.
Thank you, guys.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
I believe we've had a tweet about that opener that I sung for our show.
Yes.
What is it, Ben Wosley?
Sarah, who is a Spice Girls enthusiast, so she's on board with you straight away.
On brand, on brand.
Tweeted, can't believe I'm saying this, but every day more and more I'm growing to love the What's the Superior opener.
Which is great.
Hang on a minute. Why can't she believe it? And why does she have to grow to love it? What is it? What is it, like a herpes that's disappearing and never leaving?
We've had a can of worms
everywhere. What I think's amazing about that is you were already over that opener while you were singing it. Play it again, Betty. But at the end, you can just hear you just die a little.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
What I thought was going to happen was that they were going to insert the name of the What's the Superior.
Oh, right.
So I thought, what's the superior thing we're talking about? And I thought it was going to be bananas. Like,
and you'd just be background.
Yeah. Then it got made into a thing, and now it's never leaving.
What is the superior banana, ooh, lady finger?
Oh, good. Never,
it's very chalky.
Never, ever make direct eye contact with me and say ladyfinger ever again.
Hey, I promise
don't
not.
Don't ever say I don't.
Ladyfinger.
So disgusting. Who names that?
I think a man named that one.
I would definitely say a man.
Yeah, a man did that one.
All right, Sydney, today, what's the superior? 13-10-60. What's the superior? Coffee.
Yes.
What's the superior way to have a coffee? What's your order?
Contentious.
Oh, yes.
Because everyone's got a specific thing, and wow, the orders for coffee, the wank levels are through the roof.
Well, if your order's more than three words, you're the problem with society.
I agree.
Our boss
has
a soy chai tea latte.
Soy chai latte.
That's a skim soy chai. It's like six words. Yeah. Gemma. Hang your head in shame, Gemma Fordham. She's listening and she knows. And when she ordered it in front of me, I was like, oh, girl.
What do you have?
Soy piccolo. Yeah.
And that's I know that you drink that every morning because I'm here with you, but is that's your
go-to? That's my go-to. I love a piccolo.
Yeah.
It's a baby. That's piccolo is small in Italian. Yes. You get 20 ml of coffee.
It's a half latte, so you know.
Yeah. So you get 20 ml of coffee. Yes. It's a ristretto, so it's strong. And then you get about 60 ml of milk.
Yeah.
It's silky.
Yeah.
It gives you more bang for your buck. You get the milk just to water the caffeine down so I'm not completely crazy, but you get a nice strong hit.
Yeah.
And too much milk isn't good for you.
No, it's not.
So I like to have a little bit of it. Little hit.
And soy's a good choice.
Yeah, I have to. Except soy was what the monks used to douse their sexual arousement. So actually, my husband has stopped drinking soy milk because he read that the monks used to do that so they didn't want to do roots.
Wow.
So soy milk apparently decreases sex drive.
Does it?
I mean, don't quote me. No one comes to this show for facts.
No, don't come here for facts. You get out.
But Scotty said to me, up, 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 no more soy for me. I'm going almond because I don't want my sexual drive.
I'm an almond guy.
I don't trust that.
You don't trust almonds?
Well, almonds
what have they ever done to you?
You can't milk almonds.
They're all right, look at them.
Almonds don't
there.
Have boobs. Where do you get the milk from?
I've got
about
boobs
that,
and
have
no
you?
Milk coming out of me.
If you sucked hard enough, you would get milk out of you. You can make men lactate. Well, I am full of... I'm Donald Trump this morning.
You tangent four times then. My coffee, I like... there's three that I... Or four.
Okay.
So I like a cold drip.
Ah, yes.
I love a cold drip. Okay. I love a long black.
Just pick, though. Gun to head.
Gun to head, double espresso.
Holy crap. Yeah, that makes sense.
Double espresso.
You are a double espresso.
I love a double espresso.
You really are.
I like to stand. I like to go to a cafe and go, double espresso. And they go, take away. I'm like, what are you talking about? Put it in a cup. I'll drink it.
Oh.
All right? And then they put it in a cup and I drink it and off I go.
You would do so well in Italy. You walk up and go,
I love that country.
And you've got to pay to sit. You walk in, espresso, you have your espresso, you have your sugary treat for breakfast, and you get out.
That's what I was in Venice years ago, and I said espresso, and then they go, that'll be €1. And then I sat down, they go, that's another euro.
Yeah, correct.
And so I just stood up.
They're in
and then they went, that's fine.
The Italians don't want you hanging around.
Get done.
Get out.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. All right, 13-10-60. This will be contentious. What's a superior coffee? How do you have your coffee? Cool. Christian?
Flat white, four sugars.
Oh, mate. Oh, what are you doing?
Do you have to shock? You have four sugars?
Just have a milkshake. That is not a coffee.
How many of those are you having a day?
Oh, to cope with you, three.
Do you know how much sugar and milk you're just pumping
yes,
into
I
your
do.
Little
I
body?
Yes, I do. I choose. I go full normal milk for people. It's normal milk.
It's not that normal because it's baby cow growth serum.
Oh,
it's not actually meant to be consumed.
Oh, gosh. Jesus, preach.
All right. That's a lot of sugar.
That's a lot of... You don't
that's
need
no
that
good.
Sugar.
I don't like that.
No sugar in my coffee.
Okay.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
131060, we have Adele tickets up for grabs all day as per usual. What's a superior coffee? I went with Piccolo. You're a double espresso straight up. Yep. And thank you for not saying espresso.
Nah.
If anyone, that is one of my, besides people saying happy hump day,
yep.
My other thing is when people say espresso.
Or mug of cappuccino.
Nah, that's kind of, my nanny used to order mugaccino.
Can I get a mug of cappuccino?
No, mugaccino. No,
cappuccino means cup.
Old people love mugaccinos.
And don't have mugs of coffee either.
Well, they love it.
So American.
No, it's they love it so much.
They do.
It's espresso. All right, here we go. We're going into the arena. Hello, Tash.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, hi, my darling. What's the superior way to have a coffee?
So to make sure I'm not a zombie in the morning, I have a skim cappuccino with a double shot.
Very well done. Double shot.
Yeah.
You drink cappuccinos in 2017. Is that what's happening now?
Cappuccinos.
Yeah.
And also, Tash, why the skim milk?
Yeah, just lash out, mate. Why do you go skim?
I actually, I just prefer the taste better. Like, it's not too heavy on my stomach.
You should try almond milk.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you having chocolate sprinkles too, mate? Oh, God. Here's
it's the chocolate sprinkles that make it.
And I have skim milk. Wait, do you have sugar as well?
No sugar. So no chocolate sugar. Instead of the sugar.
Chocolate
it just
sprinkles,
tastes
no
much better.
Sugar. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have skim milk, but put half a litre of chocolate on top.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes total sense, Tash. Hello, Joey in Eastwood.
Hey, how are you?
Good, my darling. What's the superior coffee?
Oh, a double macchiato for sure.
Double macchiato?
You are hardcore.
You know why? Because, it's got the strength, but only just a stain of milk in it.
Yes.
I'm close to moving to a macchiato. I'm close.
You have done a macchiato.
Yeah, the pickle, but it makes me a bit edgy and anxious, and as we know, that's my resting state, so we don't need to enhance that.
It's like it's a beginner's espresso.
I don't like espresso.
Because, but that's a macchiato softens the
Yeah, you've got to soften that because most people burn the beans. Don't even get me started. Yeah. You know, don't burn the beans, you
don't
guys.
Don't burn the beans.
You used to be a barista.
That's correct. Yeah, and that's... you know what the problem is with the beans, coffee tasting bitter? It's because they don't clean the group handle and the group head, which is the bit that the coffee goes in. So old beans sitting there all day getting burnt.
Hello, Laura in Blacktown. Just clean it. So boring. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
What's the superior way to have a coffee?
I have an almond milk flat white. I'm with Harley all the way.
Yeah, go almond milk.
No.
Very good.
Yep. Almonds, yes. If you ask for almond milk in Italy, they would spit on your family name. They don't even have it in the shop. Do you know, you can't even get...
I could take that whole country.
You can't get... You can barely take me. You want to take an entire country worth?
Oh, I got to have you, Rishi.
No, you could not. I've already exhausted you. I will destroy you.
I will wrestle
you. I will absolutely
All right, we're having a wrestle. That's what's happening now. We're having a wrestle. There's a thing called a sock wrestle, right? You just wear one sock. It's very friendly. It's nice. And you have to get the sock off my foot.
No,
I have to get the sock off your foot. The first one to do it wins the wrestle.
No, what's going to happen now? Our boss's eyes have just lit up.
Put you into the floorboards.
It's going to be openers. They're going to sell tickets. It's going to be a story arc.
Yep, we're going to have leotards.
Oh, 5 days with. Watch it, M's wrestling name be 131060. What should they wear?
Oh,
what have you done? Don't ever do that.
I'm going to wax my chest.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I'm Stone Cold Steve Austin all the way.
I'm going to put oil all over me. You won't be able to grab me. I'm like an oiled pig.
You don't even get who Stone Cold Steve Austin is, do you?
I don't even care.
You should.
I'll beat him. I'll beat you.
You would never beat Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I know who he is.
You
have
no idea. I'm going to destroy you. What happened? We were talking about coffee.
It got really crazy.
I really need a coffee. Guess what's back?
What?
Foreskins.
Foreskins are back.
Foreskins are back in fashion. Get your skin
they're not back in fashion. They're going out of fashion.
Foreskins. Start again. Guess what's out of fashion?
What?
Foreskins.
Ah.
Foreskins are out of fashion.
Seamless. Okay, so when we go live, that's how we'll do it.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, like
when we're on air.
We're live. We're live.
When are we going live? Foreskins are so 2016.
Yeah. I feel like you're about to rush out of here because you've got a bag on.
No, don't say it on air. I'm wearing my handbag on air.
You're wearing it, and I feel like you're just about to leave.
All right, so now I'm going to have to do a massive reset. I drunk bought a Gucci handbag that I can't afford, and Christian Hull, our social media queen, keeps hiding it. So now I have to wear a handbag while I'm live on air because I don't trust him because I'm scared to wear the bag anyway because I'm afraid I'll damage it.
In other news, researchers say you should take a bit of your child's penis off.
And 13 tens. about this. We talked about this.
Yeah, that's all.
Don't say it that way. Stop it. Stop laughing at your own jokes, you horrible comic. 131060, to circumcise or not to circumcise?
To lose a bit or keep a bit.
Oh, God. Now listen to this, all right? A leading pediatrician has come forth and said that the protection boys get from circumcision against severe infection is akin to what they get from vaccination. So these people are saying, as vaccination is important, it's important to take off the child's foreskin.
And a follow-up to that article has been written.
Okay, let me just keep going before you force your views upon Sydney and not let them make up their own minds. By the way, we have Adele tickets to give away to the best caller. I'm sure she'd be rapt to be associated with foreskin this morning. It says, over their lifetime, more than one in two uncircumcised males will suffer an adverse medical condition caused by their foreskin. Mm. Dr. Brian Morris, Professor of something at the University of Sydney. No adverse effect on penile function, sexual sensitivity or pleasure was found if you do it. Now, I feel like for my generation, I've never seen an uncircumcised wang. That's not a
ever.
Thing. Because in my generation...
Wang's a good choice, by
the way. Well, thank you. Of boys, like the boys that I hooked up with and now that I'm married to, what's it called? They were neat. You guys are gay?
Cut.
You guys are gay? What do you say?
Cut. Helmet.
Helmets. Yeah.
We got helmets, and not night caps.
I think now, and back in the day, our mums would be like, we want...
Skivvy's fun.
I'm ploughing through so hard right now.
Ploughing.
Sexual innuendo.
That's what she said.
No! There was no way we were going to be able to do
this. There was no way we were going to do this.
No,
you know what? Look, we've had circumcision chat written on this board for a long time.
I'm throwing everything away. Penis, wang, junk. Ha 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 ha. Listen, let's have a serious chat.
Let's have a serious chat about penises. Oh,
Stop it! Get out! You're banned! You've sin binned! Get out of the studio!
Oh my God! I'm gonna vomit! I'm gonna poo my mouth.
13:10 He did have curry last night. 13:10:60 to circumcise or not to circumcise, we'll take your calls next! Stop it! World Journal of Clinical Pediatric Study finds evidence in favour of male infant circumcision.
Yes.
That's right. Getting circumcised is back for 2017, along with leopard print. And I'm hearing plaid is going to be huge over the winter.
And scrunchies are in.
Yeah, scrunchies are in, as is having the top of your...
Not taken off.
Removed.
Like a little scrunchie.
Now, we have asked on 131060, are you yay or nay? Now, we were just hearing from our boss's mum,
yes.
who's a nurse.
Yep.
Jace's mum. And she says that it comes in waves. Sometimes it's in fashion, sometimes it's out of fashion.
Yep.
That feels a bit flippant for me.
Yeah, it feels a bit flippant to be taking a bit of your penis.
Because it's
off.
In or out. But they are saying now that over the lifetime, one in two men who aren't circumcised will get issues and infections. So they're now saying that, perhaps it is better to remove it. You have found a counter study.
Oh, the counter study came straight out from the same publication about half a day later. Physicians say the level of protection offered by circumcision does not warrant a change of policy on the infant surgical procedure in Australia.
Okay. Well,
despite a little research. You know what about this subject, what I've been amazed at in my whole life is how open people are to ask and answer the question
what
on circumcision.
Do you mean?
It has
people lead with it.
People lead with it.
What?
They'll just straight up go, "You're circumcised," like it's no big
what?
Deal.
No.
And I will answer like it's no big deal. Boys in the room.
No, don't
Christian
ask them.
Benny, have you been asked?
No, that doesn't count. They're in a different realm.
Yeah.
They are
in a slightly different
realm.
It's
all about penises.
But still, I bet your women ask you if you're circumcised or not circumcised.
Who are your friends? You need new friends. But we did ask on 131060. Yes or no to circumcision. Renee, hello.
Hey, how you going?
Now, what do you think?
I'm totally against it.
Okay. Have you got children or sons or?
No, I don't. But I've been my fiancé for quite a while now, and he's openly discussed this and completely turned me against it. I just think it's wrong. I think if there's a medical condition that's already happening and it's causing some sort of issues, then fair enough. But to just go ahead and cut it off, I think that's just wrong. It's taking away from the guys. They should have that decision later on in life if they decide they don't want it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to go through a mature age circumcision?
And I agree with that.
That is very... I think I'd rather do it when I was an infant so I don't remember the horrific pain.
Well, this is the problem because I think it should be choice, right? So you should be able to have a choice. But also, if you choose to do it, it would have been nice to choose that at day one.
Look, as someone with a penis, I feel I should be the authority on this to say that I would rather have it done when I was little.
Yeah.
Hello, Liam.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. Liam, how are you? Do you reckon?
I'm 100% for it.
For it?
If I may ask, Liam, are you a helmeted lad?
I'm a helmeted lad, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah.
I had it done when I was 10 years old.
Oh!
So I remember it. And it's the best thing ever. I remember I had had my foreskin for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then I had some stuff going on down there. And then they asked my mum. Mum said, what do you reckon? I said... Well, I didn't really understand what it meant, but I did it anyway, so...
Oh, God!
Do you keep it in a jar?
No, definitely not.
Oh, my God, do you keep it in a jar?
I was just blokes talking to blokes.
Oh, no one's doing that. Wow, but I love
But you that. Made the choice. You got to make the choice, and you're happy for that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it looks better. You don't have to clean under it and everything yet.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know how you guys walk around.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you are.
Circumcised. Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know how you guys walk around with those things. Do you remember? Did you just watch an early bird show with Daryl Cotton?
Where are we going with this?
He bought his cartilage in a jar and put on the desk, and Marty Monster was shaking it all morning. It just made me think about when you said put a foreskin in a jar. I just remembered on the early bird show, Marty Monster bought Daryl. Yep. I've lost. I came across a story this morning, which I thought was, I've almost come full circle on this woman from being terrified by her to impressed.
Another thing that I have no idea about.
No,
you didn't prep me.
No, I don't need it. It's fine. We all get on the Facebook and do a little bit of harmless stalking.
Yes.
You know, just a little bit of, I tend to somehow end up in a wormhole and I'm looking at someone and then I'm at their sister's brother's wedding in Hawaii looking at their first child's christening and thinking, gee, those shoes are nice.
Yeah.
I end up down those wormholes sometimes.
I find myself reading comments after comments from people. I have no idea who they are.
No, and you can just
conversations between people.
Just lose hours.
I don't even know I'm looking.
Nah, sometimes you're 38 weeks deep.
Yep.
But, you know, it's like a game of operation.
Yes.
You cannot hit a like button.
Ooh. Don't hit a light. How often have you hit an accident light?
So many times. But now I'm in a point with my stalking where if I am 38 weeks deep and it happens, like, what are you going to do? I liked you.
Yeah.
So what? What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, stalker?
Yep.
Big deal.
I've been looking.
Who cares?
Yep.
So we all do it. Nah, exactly. But this woman in England, from England, has taken it a teensy bit further.
Yeah.
Actually, she's from Scotland, but that's all the general area.
It's the general area.
Of the United Kingdom.
Yep. I tried to leave, but didn't.
This lady, she got into a new relationship and was putting all the photos on Facebook, as you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, they even got engaged and her friends were
so happy
for her because she'd been unlucky in love.
Yeah.
And they're going on all these amazing holidays. And
that's great.
And then the friends started going, we'd really love to meet you, fella.
Yeah.
Where is he? She's like, he's busy. He's
always flat out.
Stuff.
Yeah. And meet him at the wedding.
And then it kind of turned out that this lady was photoshopping herself into photos of a complete stranger. She had tracked down a man she liked the look of on Facebook and took every single photo of him and his actual fiance and photoshopped her head onto hers. But then she felt maybe that wasn't authentic enough.
That's very Fritzel.
So she started... So then she...
I love your face.
So then, She set up a fake Twitter account, right?
She set up
a fake Twitter account and exchanged lovey-dovey messages between the two of them.
And just join a bowls club.
Oh, no. And then she started following them around and retracing their steps on holidays. So her backgrounds were exact. So she would watch where the couple were taking photos.
Next level crazy.
Yeah. And then she would stand in the same spot exactly 5 minutes later so she could compose the photos. I mean, this is astounding. You have to kind of, I respect that.
I thought she was just found someone on Facebook. Thought he looked good. No, she's found them in real life, gone real stalky.
Yeah. She's following them down to London, visiting the same places, taking photos in the same spot and photoshopping them. It's It's astonishing. And she got caught out because her friend started, like, one of her friends got really suspicious. This would be me. And started forensically checking the photos and noticed a difference in the lighting and all the shots.
Yeah.
But I respect her. I respect that. I respect the effort she's gone to create a fake boyfriend.
If she did that with you and Scotty, would you still respect her?
Would it mean I wouldn't have to go to all those places with him?
No, you have to
go. Would she go and watch him ride in a bike race for me? Because she can have that lady.
Well, yeah, that's...
She can go.
That's like him having two wives.
I kind of like... I'm all for two wives. They can't do the route stuff.
But they can do all the other
stuff. They can do the bike stuff. Ride stuff. 100%.
Okay. We could do that as like some kind of...
Oh, no, they're going to do a thing. They're going to do a thing now. But I just think now they've found out, the man has found out, the lady has found out who's actually engaged to, and they're trying to press charges. But get this, there's no crime. There's no crime in being a diligent online stalker.
Isn't there?
She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. What did she do? She was creepy.
Is that a crime?
If that was a crime to be creepy, I can list 10 people that are in jail right now.
Yeah, no one should be in this room.
Warnie wouldn't have made it out of here alive. He'd be locked up. He tried to pick me and you up.
Yes.
He's a walking
No,
woman.
He didn't try to pick me up.
He did a little
he
bit.
He was making... Oh, did he?
He liked you.
Yeah, a little
He thought you were manly.
Way
yeah, yeah, that yeah. was nice. So, well done on me getting through that break after you did that and patting yourself on the back. I'm very professional.
You did a good job.
Thank you very much. We're about to bust a hole in the space-time continuum.
We're about to descend into chaos.
No. Now, I'm setting some ground rules before I introduce him because you and him together are a couple
I'm
naughty
so
boys.
Excited.
One of you has a heavy accent, so we need to let him get it out.
Yeah, I won't talk.
All right, here we go.
But
joining us. And I can say he has a heavy accent because I'm ethnic also. Yes. All right? So I can say he's a heavy accent
because I can understand the thing he
Please
says.
Please welcome Australia's biggest wog, Miguel Maslow.
Miguel
Maslow. Hola, amigos. Oh, you pretty fair. Hang on, mate.
Yeah, Miguel sat down and goes, my accent is fake. I'm from Parramatta.
From Parramatta Road.
Yeah, you said Aussie ass.
Can you believe I still work in national TV and nobody understand anything I'm saying?
It's because you're very pretty.
Oh, I understand you. I'm Italian. You talk like all of my family. It's fine. I'm probably going to start talking like this because Miguel and I are going to start talking. Miguel, what did you have for dinner last night, mate?
Oh, non ti preoccupare. Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi.
Said Bon Jovi.
I know that language.
All right, Miguel, let's get it out of the way. The living room, 7:30, Channel 10. Tonight, you have Shannon Ponton joining the team from Biggest Loser.
Mm-hmm. Well, because Gringo is in the freaking jungle. So what's happening? Gringo is in the freaking jungle and we miss him. So we need to bring somebody with a really nice rig, nice six pack, so he can grate some Parmesan cheese on the stage. And Shannon is the perfect candidate. He's going to show us how to do some burpees.
Burpees? Do you do burpees?
No way. Yeah. I'm like a big orange. If I do burpees, the orange juice will come out.
Oh my goodness. And who else have you got? Amanda Keller's back, of course.
The beautiful Amanda Keller is having a fantastic interview with Julia Morris. And they're going to argue about who loves
Julia.
Julia Morris. Julia Morris.
Julia Morris.
And they're going to have an interview and see who loved the most Gringo. It's gonna be a little bit of a cat fight. And I think we got the great Barry Dubois, the best head in the business. You see, all the budget of the living room, 25% of our budget goes to Barry Dubois' hair. That's amazing.
He's a lovely, it's a silver fox. It's a beautiful head of hair.
Yeah.
It's lovely. It's amazing. And Miguel, what are you up to tonight?
I'm gonna cook a delicious pavlova. Because, you know, nobody knows how to cook a pavlova properly.
So the
pavlova needs to be crunchy outside, soft inside. And I'm going to serve it with a custard. So I'm going for the free-range chicken farm. Yes. I get the fresh eggs, free range, and I try to make it with a beautiful family, this fantastic pavlova that is going to knock your socks off.
I could get you some very fresh free range eggs. I have chickens.
Oh,
really?
God.
Yeah, I've got chickens, mate.
They don't lay eggs, mate.
No, they do now.
How many chicks? You got any hot chicks?
Two.
Two hot chicks?
Yeah, hot chicks in my shed.
And do you go in the morning and get the eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are they eggless?
Two idiots that laugh at their own jokes. Fantastic. Oh, my goodness.
Excellent.
Well, you just said excellent.
It's an extravaganza.
No.
Sorry.
No,
joke.
Miguel.
No joke.
No.
No.
All right, fine. Are you finished? Is there anything else you want to get out?
No, that's right. A bowl of rice.
A bowl of rice. Miguel Maestro, thank you for joining us. You are welcome anytime.
Yes.
We love you, even though it is true. It's hard to understand.
It's hard. You guys are fantastic. I can see you in the screen, and you do such a beautiful couple. It's beautiful. You can feel it. It's just so lovely. It's just beautiful. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Thanks for having us. You're wonderful. 131060, what'd you do with the wedding dress when your marriage ended?
I kept mine in the cupboard.
You wore a wedding dress?
Yes.
Did you? Mm-hmm. You look nice in a frock.
Dennis Rodman of Australia, they call me.
Tall, tattooed, and a fool?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Pretty much.
This is the thing. I mean, obviously, the dress you spend ridiculous amounts on. When Scott and I separated the first time, I took it out of the box. So you pay to have it hermetically sealed. You pay $500 to get it cleaned, and you put it in a box. And then we separated, and I had to move back in with my parents.
Yeah.
So I...
What'd you do?
When I was moving out and bleaching the house clean, I put my wedding dress on to clean the house.
To clean the house.
And my dad turned up and found me crying sitting on the ground.
In a wedding dress.
Just ripping shreds off us like Lord of the Flies. Just piggy, piggy, piggy. It's since been fixed.
That sounds healthy.
It's fixed and put back in the box. Yes, we're back together.
And that's back in the box.
We're back together.
With bleach stains and regret.
An ad caught our eye. A lady from, well, funnily enough, from Newey, New South Wales, from Newcastle, near Newcastle. Yes. She put up an ad. Her relationship ended, as one in two tend to do. Wedding dress for sale, worn once by mistake. Please help remove this beautiful Maggie Sorretto dress from my life. It looks stunning on enough to distract you from the fact you're entering into a marriage with a compulsive liar. Comes with a certificate of authenticity, unlike the wedding vows. Bad luck has been removed through expensive dry cleaning. It goes on and on. She gives you ideas on what to do with the dress should you buy it. And I thought, you know what? I gotta track this woman down. We have to track her down to have a chat. Please welcome Lauren from Newcastle. Hey, Lauren.
Good morning.
G'day, Lauren. How you going?
Oh, doing really well, thank you.
Yeah, you've written a very clever ad.
Lauren, this is extraordinary. So I'm sorry that your relationship ended, but it's happened and we won't dwell on it. We'll move on. You've popped your wedding dress online to sell. But what I've also just found out is that you crowdfunded your divorce.
Yes. So all of a sudden, this crazy ad that I put online went viral and I thought, why not seize the opportunity of my 3 minutes of fame, my N-grade celebrity status, and let's crowdfund this divorce. So it's been amazing. Like, it's been complete strangers pretty much who have just been putting $5, $10, up to $35 in and raised the money for the divorce. So
that's great.
I'm actually off to Sydney today because I actually have to get the wedding certificate to file for the divorce from births, deaths, and marriages. So rather than having to wait weeks, I'm like, my girlfriend and I are off on a road trip.
That's
brilliant.
We're going
to get the divorce filed. Yeah.
Wow. How much money did you raise for the divorce?
So the $480 was achieved within 24 hours, and I said any money after that, I'm just spending on booze to celebrate and some smoking hot lingerie.
You're amazing.
And even my partner chucked in $100 and listed himself as my future husband.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Okay, great. And did you sell the dress?
I've had lots of interested buyers. I've got people asking me whether I'm willing to post it. It's been absolutely incredible, the feedback, but I think the best part of it all is the fact that so many people have had, you know, laughs from it. You know, my main motivation wasn't just to sell the dress. I've been trying to sell it for years without success. But you know, being able to really be lighthearted and have a sense of humour about a really crappy situation.
It is. It's horrible. But
I've been through that.
Yeah, me too.
And I think you've done a great job. And I wish I'd crowdfunded it because it's not cheap. I was like, why do I have to pay for this?
It's public.
Should I not be laughing at your
No, you can laugh.
Divorce?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, 131060. What did you do with the wedding dress when the your relationship ended.
Yes, that's good.
I want to hear. Mariah Carey set hers on fire.
She did.
In a film clip that cost millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And she had backing dancers.
That was a very expensive dress, though. I feel like she could have probably helped out a small country with
probably.
That.
Probably. She probably got it. Yeah. Right now, I actually sent you the topic that I wanted you to write about.
The first time, actually, that you've gone, this is what I want you to write about for the entertainment news, gossip news thing, whatever it is.
Callie grew up in a religious cult situation and was not allowed access to celebrity goss.
Which just means that I know everything about it.
And it
like everything I say is fact.
It makes sense.
Fact.
And today I set him the task of Kylie Jenner versus...
And it nearly broke me.
Kylie Minogue with this.
This is Greentertainment.
All right, stop the press. Kylie Minogue has beaten Kylie Jenner's application to trademark the single name Kylie. Sorry, start the press. That can't possibly be printable. For too long now, you may have thought that there was only one person in the world named Kylie. Well, screw a bolt through your foot and stand still. There's another one. And this Kylie tried to steal our Kylie's name.
What?
What? Get stuffed, mole.
Get stuffed!
Look, I usually think patriotism of any kind is about as informed and intelligent as Donald Trump is handsome. But you take a swipe at our Kylie and you take a swipe at a nation of professional shitheads. Listen up, Jenna. Back your truck up. We will call in sick on an RDO to fight in this war. The Great Kylie War of 2017. You didn't just try to trademark a name. You tried to steal a piece of our cultural identity.
Yeah.
It was argued to the patent office by Minogue's people that Kylie Jenner is a two-bit reality star. Meow.
Really?
Yeah, that's actual fact. I didn't make that up. Yeah, she's a two-bit reality star. While Minogue, well, she's bloody Charlene, and she once farted the national anthem. If you're asking yourself who is this Kylie Jenner character, let me enlighten you. Jenner is... Sorry. I'm stuffed here. I've really got no clue who the hell this is. My comprehension of the Kardashian-Jenner universe is so limited that attempting to write about any one of them has me smelling burnt toast. The mind-numbing collapse that my cerebral cortex feels is like an elephant trying to climb into a condom. I truly have no comprehension of the world they live. Honestly, halfway through writing this, I realised I'd been confusing Kylie Jenner for Caitlyn Jenner, who famously transitioned in 2015 from being Bruce to Caitlyn. I had all this stuff ready to say about her maybe just choosing another name like Chloe or Kim or Kanye. And then I just got very confused and had to have a lie down. But the fight may not be over. Apparently, Jenner has launched an appeal. Listen up, Jenner. You don't want to mess with us. If we're good at one thing down here, it's getting into a fight for our mate. And Kylie is our mate. Not just that, Kylie is actually Australia. She's more Aussie than a barbecue at a funeral. Her name literally means boomerang. She's so Aussie, she could walk into the ocean and punch Mick Fenning in the face and he'd be cool with it. There is only one Kylie.
That was... Greentertainment!
Yay!
What happened?
But seriously.
Yeah.
Back off.
Back off, Jenna.
Back
Look,
off.
Look, I don't know about this world, and I'm not really into Kylie Minogue, but I know that she's Australia.
She's Kylie.
And I will get in a dinghy and I'll row over there.
Yep, I agree. This is just a case of a young, insipid millennial trying to insert herself and stop.
It's an indigenous word, Kylie, right? And Kylie Minogue's not saying, I'm going to trademark it.
No.
She's not doing that. No. This 19-year-old.
She can't do it.
Don't you All get right. away.
You know what I bloody hate?
What do you hate?
Young achievers.
They can get stuffed.
19-year-old kids going on Triple J, blowing up, making millions of dollars. What about us 30-year-olds?
Have a gap year. And by that, I mean a gap decade.
Joining us now is an Australian singer-songwriter. She's bloody rad. She's in her 30s, which excited us both.
Yeah,
she
it
got
did.
Second on Triple J's Hottest 100. Yep. Yes, she did. Please welcome the singer of the amazing song Adore, which we'll insert now. Oh, yes. Please welcome Amy Sharp.
Hey, guys.
Welcome in, Amy. Congratulations on number two.
Yeah, thank you.
Good, big. That means for a lot of people, you were number one.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty tough competition with old Flume.
Yeah, Flumey.
And his bangers this year. Yeah.
So many bangers. And he's young too. He can get stuffed.
He can get stuffed because he's got the same name as me.
I will say, in your 30s is like... I'm just 30. So let's
mate,
take it back.
Right.
You're in your 30s now. 30. Suck it.
No, mate. No. I'm 20, 10.
Amy Shark, I am 20, 10.
That's amazing. Hey, you know what? You did get second. You know what I love? Normally we steal all the music off Triple J and play their hottest 100, but yes. We don't have to. We already were playing all of the top 10
yeah,
songs.
Great.
Amy, awesome. You've already been on this station. Isn't that great?
It's incredible. Like the support that commercial gave me before anything even happened. I think before I even had my label or management, you guys were spinning it. So it's fantastic.
Now, Sharky, brilliant last name, but I hear that that's a stage name.
Where'd it come from?
I definitely didn't want to have a family name because it just, you get a lot of...
me neither.
I don't want to say weirdos, but you do. You get a lot of weirdos finding you. And... Yeah. Sharks, I've had like a really weird obsession with them since a very young age. And, I kind of wrote it down one day and was like, that kind of looks cool and I really like it. And just went with it.
That's totally a rock star name. I'd be M Jet.
Ooh,
yeah, that's my rock star name.
That's cool. Yes.
What's your rock star name?
Oh, that's.
You can't think of it now, can you?
I'd just be Harley like Madonna. So Flume can suck it.
That's it. I was going to say, that's Flume's name. You're right. You're already a rock star.
Now, Sharky, you're Gold Coast born and bred.
Yes.
You're about to go on a national tour. Tickets at amyshark.com. Y'all, she's telling her, selling her own tickets.
Yeah.
You're going on a national tour. Is this your first big one since the song blew up?
Yeah, I've actually never done a headline tour, like ever.
Get out of town.
First time.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my God, is your rider ridiculous? Are you asking for like 25 white puppies?
Yeah, and like a white leather couch in every room.
Sick.
No.
Are you going to anywhere you don't know around this country?
There's a few places, because I was announced for Groove in the Moo as well. And that's like all these weird regional, like, I don't want to say weird, just regional towns that I'm really looking forward.
That's right. I've been touring this country for 15 years. Pretty much you name a town, I've been there. There's a lot of weird places.
But also, we're both from regional places.
Yes, and
we're very weird.
Yeah, where are
weird.
You guys from?
Oh, I'm from country Victoria.
I grew up in country Queensland, Bundaberg.
Oh, yeah.
That's, Bundy!
Yeah, everyone knows those places. That's okay.
That's why I know how to talk like this. There you go.
Now, Sharky, you're going to play an R&B classic for us. Are you like me? Did the 90s R&B movement define a little bit of you?
It holds a very large part of my heart, yes.
Oh, yeah. We're talking Mariah.
Mariah, Usher, you know.
Boys to Men.
Boys to Men.
Salt and
you
Pepper.
You name it.
Oh, you should come on this show heaps more. You fit in.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even fit in as much as you fit in.
So you were listening to that bumping and grinding, thinking this is me one day.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to be a part of this whole R&B live thing. Definitely.
And what are you performing for us?
I'm doing Nicki Minaj Super Bass.
Oh, I'm actually genuinely excited. Nicki Minaj was my tour song one year, which doesn't suit me at all. It's like Tom Waits, Nicki Minaj.
All right, we get it. You're left. You're so cool. You should be on this stage.
You're so edgy, Harley.
Hey, I've got chickens, mate. I made their house.
Well,
I made it.
That's very
hands.
Exciting. I'm very.
It leaks.
I'm trying to push on.
You guys
on.
Are crazy.
I'm trying to push on, Sharky.
Bushy.
Okay. So, Amy Shark, obviously going on a national tour. She's got an amazing single out, Adore, and got number 2 on Triple J Hottest 100. Flume can relax. In our eyes, number 1.
Yep.
And right now, going to perform for us Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. You're a gorgeous thing, Sharky. Come back and visit us anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. And without further ado, let's get straight to it. Australia's number 1 performer with an Aquarian last name. Please give it up for Amy Shark.
This one is for the boys with the boomer system. Top down AC with a cooler system. If you come up in the club, you be blazing up. Stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right type of build. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He's always in the air, but he never fly coach. He a motherfucking trip, trip, sailor on the ship, ship. Money make a dip, dip, kiss her on the lip. But that's the kind of dude I've been looking for. And yes, you get slapped if you look at how I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. My, you're like pelican fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You know, you're sicker than a guy with a thing in his eye. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm Mac Dudes up. Back hoops up, jump dudes up. Boy, you got my heart beat running.
You know I feel that bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-ba-dum-bum bass. This one's for the boys in the polos, entrepreneur fellas in the mogos. You could ball with the cool, go solo. Think I like it better when he dolo. Yeah, I think I like it better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny's coming off, off, off. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sorry, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell me who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, Mac Dukes up, Mac Hoops up, Chuck-a-doo, sir. Boy, you got my heartbeat running away, beating like a drum, and it's coming your way. Can't you feel that bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-ba-dum-bum bass? Don't you feel that bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-ba-dum-bum bass? You know I feel that bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-ba-dum-bum bass. That bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-ba-dum-bum bass.
Shockey!
Shockey!
That was so good.
Yeah, it was.
The Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Brady.